The City of Albany is turning to smartphone technology in the fight against urban blight. Mayor Jerry Jennings announced the activation of the graffiti app.
The app allows constituents to report graffiti in their neighborhood in a matter of minutes by generating a report that is sent directly to city departments, including the Department of General Services, the Division of Buildings and Regulatory Compliance, and the Police Department, as well as my office, so we can monitor this together. It automatically pinpoints location using Google Maps data or allows you to enter information manually, along with an uploaded photograph, to give our city workers the best description possible of where the graffiti is located and what it entails.
The free application was about a year in the making, the brainchild of Tim Varney, a partner at Troy Webb Consulting.
I live in the Center Square neighborhood of Albany, and there's always been a problem, especially as spring rolls around, of people tagging buildings. And the question arose of what's the easiest way to get this graffiti reported and ultimately get it cleaned up. And we came up with the idea that everyone has nowadays has smartphones in their pocket. And why not leverage those smartphones in order to help expedite the cleanup of graffiti? So we talked to the city and we decided to go ahead. And today we have the Graffiti Buster app.
Albany's Department of General Services cleans up hundreds of incidents of graffiti every year. Mayor Jennings explains the new app allows the city to locate nuisance graffiti more easily and take remedial steps to have it cleaned very quickly. The process entails dispatching an inspection letter, which gives the property owner 20 days to remove the graffiti. Otherwise, the city will do so.
And then bill them, as far as I'm concerned. It should be, it's billable. So, optional, no business in the city of Albany can sell spray paint cans or broad tip markers to anyone under 18 years of age. And it is duty of businesses in the city ask for identification and proof of person's age before selling or delivering aerosol spray paint cans and broad tipped indelible work markers. And most people are cooperating with us on that, and it does make a difference.
The graffiti app is available from both iTunes and the Android store. It can be accessed via Facebook. Vandalism can be reported to the city anonymously if you have GPS or other locating software turned off on your phone, or by either photographing it or entering a description with the address. City officials say you can also enter the coordinates using your phone's GPS function. Boston Citizens Connect is an app that's been around for a couple of years. In Beantown, the city recently added an option where smartphone users can report incidents of graffiti. Tim Varney says he may roll out versions of his Graffiti Buster for other Capital Region cities. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.